outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Yes, we've all been stuck behind you, sir, wondering aloud, is it going to turn here? No. Maybe the next? No. Then maybe? No.
You're gonna cause a five-car pileup.
Perhaps, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, you are simply on a personal mission to drive around the entire globe slightly to the left.
I'd honk my horn, but you wouldn't notice.
Apparently, you don't notice anything.
Maybe you'll notice this obscene gesture, yeah.
You believe a left turn signal should be left on, and your right turn signal feels so right, you never shut it off. And so we dub you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Oh, he must be turning here. Nope.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's October 4th, a rainy day in Southern California. We're back in the studio live. At least you're not sleepy today.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've had a lot of things go down in the past 3 days or however.
Really?
You know, just more of my crazy adventures. And so I feel things, the instability level has actually increased more, if you can believe that.
Oh, really?
But I'm even happier now, though.
Oh, really? You're not stressed out because of it or anything?
No, it's actually better.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
How can it be better?
You know, I'm still trying to figure it out, but I think that it's kind of like the situation that I was in. It was there's stress, and then there was unneeded stress on top of that stress, and I kind of removed some of the stress by just simplifying my situation more.
Okay.
So that
I didn't follow that at all, but
okay,
that's okay.
Well, I don't want to go into it too bad because I'll look like a total loser and a bum. Do you know? You see, I'm trying. I would love to tell you guys, but even I have to have a little bit of
really.
I I would look way too losery, bumish. You know.
Really? Now I really want to know.
Well, I just kind of decided that I should try living in my car. I think it's gonna be. I'm playing. I just thought, I need an adventure in my life. Let's try something new. Mm-hmm. No, I just kind of got rid of a lot of things, kind of, you know, a lot of stuff I had that was, you know, when you just kind of declutter, you get rid of stuff.
Uh-huh. Would you have like a sale or something? Or
I didn't have a sale. I just kind of like threw away a bunch of stuff I didn't need. And then I have, you know, when you just have like boxes of stuff that you think you should have because there's important stuff in there.
Yeah.
But if you go, you know what, I've never been in this box in 3 years. If I never open it up again, I probably won't even know.
Exactly. You won't miss anything.
Even if there is something important. And you know as soon as you open it up, you're going to be like, oh, there's that. But if you just throw it away and don't open it,
yeah.
Boom, release. It's out of your way. Mm-hmm. So I did a bunch of stuff like that.
Okay. So now you have a lighter load.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need lighter load for?
Well, okay, so everybody that's listening, Sam has already made the announcement on Facebook.
As well I should have.
There's no way.
That's how we communicate to the world.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, very graceful, Sam. Anyway, so everybody, I just want to thank everybody. I've had a great time on Sam and Kara in the morning. Yeah, this sounds very formal. But anyway, I'm looking to kind of go on the road and do some road work and do comedy stuff. I'm thinking about maybe relocating out of L.A. for a little bit, come back. Just kind of need a break. And so I will be leaving the show
Forever. Once you're gone, that's it.
Yeah, there's no. I'm sure I could come back and make some cameo appearances, though, right?
Sure, you're always welcome. Yeah, there as you a go. Guest, of course.
Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, but you, everybody keep following me on Facebook. If you haven't, start now.
Yeah.
And I'll let you guys know what's going on. And then I was, you know, there's no real definite date that I'm leaving, but we're just, you know. So Sam's in the process of auditioning other women's, and he really needs your support to find the right co-host. And until he finds the right co-host and I happen to be in town, we'll just keep it going. We'll just keep this.
Dream on. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. I'm sorry.
Dream on. I'm just saying. It's up to you. Would you rather just be auditioning people and nobody here, or you want me here if I'm in town?
We'll see. I have to think about that one.
Well, I'm here till the end of the month, so I'm staying.
Oh, really?
Till the end of the month, unless you...
So why did you tell me you're leaving October?
Because I thought I was leaving this week.
Okay. I knew it would happen to you. Well, you know, now you have to learn to live with the consequences.
Whatever. Because I'll see you. I'll see you next week.
Oh, well. Well, the reason I'm not sounding shocked is because I was shocked already when you first told me.
I know.
So I couldn't believe it. But,
I know. I kind of just want
to... We have to support you, Kira.
Yeah, and I, you know, and I, everybody, just everybody knows, I'm so grateful. This has been a really awesome experience. And, yeah, I mean, it's been nothing but awesome and exciting and fun. And I just think I really want to do more performance. And I want to get that going and do more live work on the road. And, you know, this is an everyday show.
Right.
And, yeah, there's, so that's one side of it. And then the other side is I just kind of, you know, thought I might take a break from L.A., that probably is not going to happen either. Mm. I always make plans that never happen.
Really?
Or something don't happen, it's like something always gets thwarted.
Mm.
Like I tried being a shot girl this
weekend. That's not very good. You shouldn't make decisions then.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Like I tried being a shot girl this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what a shot girl is?
No, I don't know what that is.
They go to
I figured I'd pretend.
Okay, they go to bars and clubs, and they sell shots. It's a real classy job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're like, hey, guys, you need a shot? You can buy your girlfriend a shot? Hey, what girl are you looking at? Hey, buy her a shot. Like, it's just, it's real classy. Anyway.
It's usually like semi-clad hot chicks, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean.
They have to make it attractive to the guys that drink.
Yeah, you wear cute clothes. So, I mean, my normal wardrobe would work out.
Anyway. So, did you do that?
Well, I got hired to do this damn thing. Oh. And I was like, ooh, I don't know if this is, if I should do it or not. But, you know, I'll do it. I need the money. So, I'll do it. And, anyway, long story, I go to this meeting with, like, all these other girls, and the lady's there, and she's, it's just one of these shady things where she's not all the way there, and she's like, I need you guys to be on top of it.
Yeah.
I need you to show up, be on top of it. Meanwhile, like, she was late to the meeting.
Really?
And then she's like, you guys, this is how it goes down, you know?
I'm sure she was talking just like this.
She was. Anyway, long story short, I find out, I'm working that night. I thought it was a meeting. And then I find out I'm working that night. So,
really?
And then I'm supposed to go to Long Beach. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, go to Long Beach now. Here's your shots.
Mm.
Get to it.
Really?
Get to it. And I was like, oh, crap. So I'm like trying to follow these girls in their car to get to Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I get lost. I lose them on an exit. And then my phone dies. And I get all the way to Long Beach. I'm like, where the hell is this place?
Oh, my God.
I've got
God.
Some freaking shots to sell people.
Yeah.
I talked to about 12 people. Mm-hmm. And every person I talked to, I'm like, hey, do you know where this place is? This place. And nobody knew where it was. Everyone was either a tourist or nobody had gone to this club.
Wow.
I was like, this is just... So then I got home at like 1 a.m. after wasting money and, you know, driving around and a bunch of damn shots in my car. Probably could have got arrested.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, my point is that... It didn't go well.
It doesn't sound like it.
Just didn't go well. This prototype of plans trying to be made and then not it's happening too frequently.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
Well, sounds good. Well, we have a beautiful guest in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we have Erica here with us. Thank you for making it this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
That's more than we can say for the other candidate who flaked out on us this morning. But we won't get into that. So thank you for making it. And plus, you're awake enough to be able to smile and laugh a lot this morning, which is good.
Oh, well, it's actually funny that you say that because I got about 2 hours of sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? What did you do?
I don't know. I have insomnia a lot, and it was actually funny because I was listening to your show when you were saying you didn't get much sleep too.
Yeah.
So I was relating to that, but I don't know. It's just lately I haven't been able to sleep much.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it might be from caffeine. Like I think. think I drink too much coffee lately, and I'm not used to drinking so much coffee.
Ah,
so.
Why do you drink so much coffee now?
Well, because I can't sleep. So.
That helps.
So then I'm tired in the morning.
I can't follow the logic.
Yeah, exactly. I wake up tired, and so that I get caffeine, but then it lasts too long, and so then I can't sleep.
I know what you mean.
You know,
yeah.
So I think that's a problem.
Oh,
so
well.
I'm going to probably cross over to tea soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tea has caffeine in it too, right?
That's true.
But not as much, maybe?
Not as much, and I think you can get, you know, chamomile tea, or you can get teas that calm you down at night. Mm-hmm. So
I see. Okay. But you're still going to get the caffeine in the morning because it wakes you up, right?
Yeah. Maybe a black tea in the morning. Maybe it won't be as strong.
Yeah. Carol, what do you suggest? You don't have trouble sleeping.
No, that's true. He's referring to every day. I just show up here. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up?
You do have a coffee, I see.
I do have a coffee. I love coffee. I'm not really affected by caffeine as far as, like, I could drink coffee right before I go to bed.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Other than maybe build tolerance.
Then don't tell me.
Build up your tolerance.
Yeah. So maybe drink more?
Yeah, kind of
yeah,
wear.
Yeah, might as well destroy the whole thing.
Yeah, like kind of wear down your immunity to it.
Uh huh.
Or build up an immunity to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people with drugs do.
That's true. It is a drug. Yeah. So
there you go. It worked for them.
Yeah.
So go for it.
I sure did.
Yeah. I drink it. It does perk me up a bit, but it's definitely more of like, it's more like breakfasty. It's like sweet, sugary.
Mm. What kind of coffee do
this
you
is
have?
Just coffee, but I put, you know, half and half and then lots of sugar. I like it blonde, so a lot of half and half.
Oh, they call it blonde?
No, I do.
But, oh, you do?
Yeah, I just like it light and creamy. And light and creamy and then, you know, sugary.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
Yes.
You like sweet things, huh?
Uh-huh. They say if you are what you eat, then I'm sweet.
Oh, yeah? Is that what they say?
That's what Jason Mraz says. He's a singer-songwriter. He's like, if you are what you eat, then I'm sweet.
Are you a breakfast person? Do you eat breakfast?
I tend to be a breakfast person, but it doesn't always work out. I think I love breakfast food, but it's weird. I find as you become more adult, you skip breakfast.
That's what I find. It's not right,
you know? It's not the way it should be.
Yeah, they say it's the most important meal of the day, but...
Yeah.
But I'm saving a lot of money not eating it.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I do the same thing.
That's funny.
You know? You save a few calories, too, you know, but then...
No, you
know,
need
I don't
those
eat
calories.
Like till 2 o'clock. I don't put anything in my mouth other than coffee, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's not good.
No, it's not good.
No.
That's sort of... And it doesn't help you lose weight. I mean, you
no, well, I don't do it for losing weight. It's just that, you know, what happens is in the morning, I don't really feel like eating... And then the day just progresses, and I'm busy, and I don't have time for it. And then, you know, by the time 2 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, oh, my God, I need to eat something or I'm dying.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, so, those are eating habits for you. I never claim to be healthy. What can I tell you?
It's never too late to start.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Especially when you reach 50, right, Kiara?
I don't know, not 50
sure
yet.
Yeah, you look really good for 50.
Yeah. No, but she comments a lot on 50, so...
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. So, you referred to me as an old man before.
I kind of went on a pseudo date last night, which I'm not supposed to because I'm kind of in a relationship, so don't tell the guy, my man.
We won't
Texas.
Tell anybody. Nobody's listening.
It wasn't,
right?
It wasn't like... It was more of like, it was more like he's a comedy, comedian, I do comedy. We're like hanging out and kind of like a romance, you know what I mean? So I guess it was a date.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm trying to say it was a date without being in trouble. Anyway, went really great. Guy was really fun, really, really nice. But I was noticing that, you know, as we were talking and stuff, that I asked him his age, and I was, like, hoping it to be a lot higher.
Oh, really?
And then he told me his age, and I remember thinking, oh, okay.
How old is he?
You were kind of disappointed?
He's 32, and I was, like, kind of hoping for 40.
Oh.
Like in my mind,
for 40.
Like
why?
I just think the 40s are so sexy. Like
really?
Men in their 40s are so freaking sexy.
But you
to
should
me.
Be patient. I mean, you'll have plenty of time to be with 40-year-olds.
I know, but there's just a you know, men in their 40s.
That's interesting. Are they more grown up? Do they grow up?
They're a
up
lot
by
more
then?
Everything. I mean, they're still, yeah, they're usually. There's just something that's more distinguished, a little more settled, a little bit more like they know. they kind of know what they want in a woman, I think. Or if they don't want something in a woman, they just, there's just a little bit more of like, I feel like you're dealing with, I think men, it takes a lot longer for them to actually kind of get a brain and mature a bit. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Definitely.
And so when they hit their 40s, it's kind of like they've seen it, they've played the games or whatever. And so it's a little bit more like, I feel like it's more masculine.
But do you think it's strange if a man in his 40s isn't married yet?
Is it strange?
Or do you think there's a reason?
I think it's a red flag if you want to be married.
I guess women need to know that stuff.
Well, I mean, I know that too. Like, if you, I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, if a man decides he doesn't want to be married, that's his decision. I'm not saying it's wrong. But if a man claims he wants to be married and he always dates and he's in his 40s and he's never even been, you know, in a long relationship or engaged, you know, it's something to go, kind of step back and go, okay, what's going on behind the scenes here?
Right, right.
You know, I think it's important to kind of evaluate that. But I mean, I'm not in that position, and I'm kind of seeing somebody.
She's kind of seeing somebody.
Yeah. No, I'm
She hasn't decided yet.
No, it's right. It's just kind of difficult because he lives in Texas and he wants
so
me to.
You're not really seeing him. You think about him a lot.
The thing is, I love him. I've loved him for a long time, and it's a different. Right. You know, when you're in a relationship, it's a totally different kind of thing. It's not the frills, it's the real stuff, you know. And but I'm just, he really wants something. He really wants, I mean, we had a conversation, it's like he wants
to
me to
down.
Be in a place and to be a certain way that I'm not. And I'm like, you know, really, you're asking me to kind of be somebody I'm not. You know, so it's a real struggle. Like, he's either gonna have to compromise on this or it's not gonna, you know. It's really sad because, you know, you love who you love. And but so
are
it's
you
a bummer.
Moving back to Texas for him?
No, I'm not. No. And that's partly kind of the situation. So he kind of wants me to go back there and us start kind of a life together. And I'm like, well, I'm either going to be on the road touring, doing comedy, or I'm going to be living in a city that I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, and the closest one that I could see myself being in would be Austin, which is only 2 hours away from him.
Right.
And it's like, if he, the kind of relationship he wants, it's like, he doesn't want me in LA. Okay. Which, whatever, I can compromise. He doesn't want me in Austin. And he doesn't want me on the road. And I'm like, what the frick?
Yeah,
know,
well,
you're
he
not
wants you to
me-
settle down with kids.
I'm like, you're not giving me a lot of options here to pursue my freaking dream. So I'm a little pissed right now.
Yeah.
Hope he's listening.
I hope too.
No, she hopes.
I love him, though. I love him. Like, I adore him. So that's why, if it was just some guy, you would be like, whatever, you know. If it was just like some dude, you'd be like, okay, well, next, you know.
Right.
But when it's somebody you love, you...
What does he do for...
He's in sales for a social media company. He's doing really good. He's got a great job, but he can move if he wanted to.
Yeah.
So anyway. Hope you're listening right now because I'm a little pissed, okay? Love you.
All right. So much for that story.
Aww.
Yeah, well,
I'm just
telling
you. Keep us posted. No, I mean, that's fine, you know. But
anyway, so I kind of ended up on a date last night.
All it sounds like is you don't know what the hell you're doing next. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, what else did you expect?
Is he in his 40s?
He's in his late 30s.
Okay, so maybe by the time he's 40, things will work out.
Well, if he keeps his attitude up, he's going to have to wait till his 40s.
Yeah. No. If he'll still be around for you, Kira. You know?
He's held out for a long time.
Okay, well, don't throw away opportunities. You seem to be doing a lot of that lately.
No, I'm not. I'm going after opportunities.
All right. So, well, Erica, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm originally actually from outside of Boston.
Oh, really?
So I'm an East Coast girl.
Yeah. And when did you move out here?
About 3 years ago.
Really?
It'll be 3 years in December.
So you'll be here. I mean, you've been here a while. It's not new or anything.
Right, right.
Yeah. So so you were born in, you grew up outside Boston?
Yep.
And so what made you decide to move here?
For the acting, obviously,
The same old Hollywood
story. Same thing, I'm a walking cliche.
Yeah. So how did you realize you wanted to get into acting?
Well, I've been acting my whole life since I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, since I was like 5. And
really? So how does that happen? Your parents like had the idea that they wanted you to act and everything?
Kind of. My mom kept getting that I looked like a young Drew Barrymore when I was 5. And so she decided to get me an agent and everything. And,
it takes sometimes. It's like, hey, you get really nice teeth.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I got the it factor. I'm getting these teeth are getting their own headshot on web address. You're sitting in a, that's all it takes. Sometimes it's so all true. It takes, you know?
And a supportive mother, you know. My mom's a musician, so she supports the arts and things like that.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah. Well, that's cool, you know. So. Otherwise, they tell you go get a real job, you know.
Oh, yeah, no. My parents were the opposite. They were like, do what you love. We don't know how, but do
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Are they like hippies or something? I mean,
they're not really hippies. They're just kind of living an imaginary world,
really?
You know. They're kind of dreamers. So they're really good with
sounds
that
cool.
stuff, but they're not so good with the reality stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
like, it's like they're the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That's the kind of parents I wanted. Well, mine were dreamers, but they were like drugged up. It was different. Anyway, back to you.
They were dreaming of sleeping in the car.
Yeah, they were. They had different things. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My parents. I mean, they're really good people. They just, you know, they never gave me the skills of of getting by. You know, day to day life. You know,
right.
like organizing my life. It's
right.
more about like, you know, do what you love, follow your dream, and things like that. So it's
so
kind
do you
of
think
opposite.
It was too much? I mean, did you want some discipline? And
yeah,
some,
I think I could have used a little discipline. Just a little, you know. Maybe a chore or two, but, you know, my parents didn't even give me many chores. I was a little bit spoiled.
Yeah. See, I think my kids are growing up that way, and I'm not happy about that.
But, really?
Yeah, it's their mother. She just wants to baby them for the rest of their lives, you know? I mean, my daughter's 20 years old, for crying out loud.
Mm. What's her deal?
It's just that they're not in a hurry to support themselves or, you know, to get on their feet by their own, you know? So, I mean, I can understand my son is 17 and stuff, you know, but my daughter should be pushed a little bit more. But as you can imagine, when you're divorced and stuff and you're not the custodian parent, then you don't have as much influence on them as the mother.
Does she not want to work? Is she in school? I mean, what's her deal?
No, she's in school, you know, but it's, I don't know. I don't want to really get into it.
But I mean, if somebody's in school, like, what do you think? You think they should be working full-time, part-time?
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm torn about, you know, because I think there's a lot of people that go to school full-time and work full-time. I mean, have you
there
seen
are.
That happen?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But that's not
yeah.
like, I mean, I think that if I were to have kids, like, if I could afford it, I mean, that's the thing. I think you do that out of a necessity and out of, like, because there's no other way to do it.
I don't think so. I think it makes, you know, it makes kids grow up. It makes them realize.
Yeah, but you could also say, you could also argue, Sam, you know what? People that grew up through the Great Depression have a lot of work ethic, you know? And but you don't throw them in a Great Depression. I mean, it's like.
What the hell?
We're in a Great Depression.
Well, here's what I'm saying is that, like, I think it's important to support your kids enough to where they can do the best that they can be, as opposed to, well, I want, you know, I'm here swimming this shithole for a bit. I'm sure you'll come out a little stronger swimmer. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, a full-time job and full-time college is asking a lot of somebody.
Yeah.
I think if a person, that's their only option, they should do that. But, I mean, her having, like, a part-time gig and then doing part-time schoolwork, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a full-time job and part-time school.
Yeah, something like
you
that.
You know, I think that's how a person can support themselves.
Yeah.
You don't want her living with her mom?
No.
Oh, really?
No, why would I want that?
Well, I mean, if she can live there and then go to school and then, you know, take care of her stuff.
I mean, we would help her with college anyway. It's not like I'm going to throw her out on the street.
Oh, do you guys pay for college?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, you know.
So you pay for her college, and then she's living at home, and she doesn't have a part-time good job?
Right. No, now she got a job, yeah.
Well, that's smart.
I know.
How many hours does she take at school?
I don't know.
We should find all this stuff out before you get me all riled up.
You study up. Study up on your daughter.
Find out what's going on, really, and what she's studying. Like, is she studying, like, you know?
She wants to get into music.
Oh.
That's what she wants to do. Yeah.
What kind of, what, like, she wants to sing? She want to produce, sing? She
I'm
wants
not
to...
sure. I'm not sure.
Where's she going
but
to school?
But she's going, in fact, I think today... She's starting. She went to this music institute in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a great place.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where she's going this semester. But she can't see beyond this semester. So I don't know what's gonna happen. But it's pretty expensive school too, you know. So
yeah,
we'll see how we're gonna pay for it. But you know, yeah.
That's good. I mean, at least that's a kind of school that, you know, it's a committed music school, so if you're in that program, it's not easy to get into, I don't think. It's not the hardest, but it's not the easiest to get into. And then if you're doing it, it's like you eat, breathe, and sleep it. So it's like you can't be a slacker, really, I think. You have to really, like, be up on your stuff. So
sounds good.
That's something to take, you know, that's something to kind of take a little reassurance in, is that, you know, at least she's going after it if she's doing it. I mean, it's one thing to be like, I want to be a singer, and then, you know, you're not really... You don't know what that means. You know, just like, whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not going to be easy, but I have to support her like your parents did. Simply because I do believe in that. You know, I do believe in people pursuing what they love, because I know, you know, I felt it in my life many times when I had to get up every morning to do something I did not like. It was the hardest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting up in the morning for something.
And
like
why
that.
The hell should they have it any easier than you if you had to bust your ass?
No, that's not
early.
True. You know, I mean, I figured
these kids these days.
Once you have kids, you live for them. You know, you work for them because you can't take it with you anyway. You know.
Yeah.
So you just try to give them as much as you can, and you know, but I mean, kids have it easy these days. You know, I mean, parents feel a lot of guilt, so they throw money at the problems.
I want a parent to feel guilty about me right now. You feel guilty, Sam, that I'm leaving? Come on. Just beef that check up a bit. There you go.
My parents once told me to join the military.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was saying I had, you know, problems supporting myself, and I couldn't hold down a job, and I was struggling in New York, and just felt very depressed and upset about, you know, the situation. And my mom said, okay, I talked to Dad, and we decided, you know, the best thing would be for you to join the military.
Really?
They'll take care of you. They'll take care of your expenses. You know, you won't have to worry about any of that.
What an easy solution, huh?
I know, right?
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. So they're, you know, dramatic. It's like one side or the other. Yeah, it's always a dramatic thing. It's not just, oh, well, maybe you should, you know, get a different job, or, you know, it's, we've decided you need to join the military now.
That's funny.
You know?
Wow.
It's like,
that's really funny. What do they do for a living?
My dad's retired now, but he was a CPA, but they met in music school.
Oh,
so
okay.
He was a clarinetist before that, and my mom's a violinist.
Wow, how cool.
So musicians.
Yeah.
Well, at least musical your dad parents. Had like a cool, I mean, not cool, but he had a job that was like a stable man.
A real job. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Eventually. For a while he didn't, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a big
realize,
jump, though, from being a clarinetist to a CPA.
Yeah, well, reality hits you hard, you know.
Exactly.
You realize you have to go and support your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's something, you know, you like in a man, you want that, like, I want you to be the person that lives vicariously through my dreams.
Oh, I see.
And, but you go to work every day and you're
happy. You're going to have a really easy time finding a man.
You're just happy to live through your baby. You're just happy to see me succeed.
You want a homemaker.
Yeah, that's what you
well,
want.
I want him to be able to afford the home.
Oh, right.
Anyway, but you know, everything I want doesn't exist anyway, so it's fine.
You want someone under your thumb. That's what you want.
Not under my thumb. I want somebody that freaking brings home the bacon and is happy if I eat it. There's too much to ask, people.
Well, then you're looking in the wrong places. I mean,
I'm not looking at all. I was at Starbucks.
You need to find
somebody
a sugar daddy or something.
No, because that's like one of those prostitution.
Yeah.
They do. They have sugardaddy.com.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I should look into that. Sugardaddy.com.
It's funny how every woman knows about that.
I didn't know about it.
No?
No.
Now you do.
Yeah.
It's LA. How are you going to not know about this? This is the city for it.
Yeah.
I went out with, this is a while back, but I was asked to go on a date with this older man. And
40s or?
That was 60s, 70s.
Older.
I don't even want to remember this part of my life.
You start remembering stuff, you're like...
She's such a slut. She'll do anything.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that. I don't sleep with these people.
No,
you
know
that. Take that back. That's an awful word.
It is?
Yeah, say I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm sorry.
I'm not a slut.
I thought it was funny.
That's a nasty word anyway.
Okay. But you do crazy things.
It's not a sexual.
I'm sorry. Okay
thank
it just
you. Okay.
Came out.
Anyway,
okay.
So, but no, so I went out with this dude and whatever. Anyway, long story short.
an old man.
The lady was like, he's like a sugar daddy. And if you just play your cards right and you just never let him catch you, he'll pay you like 10 grand a month. And I was like, part of me saw dollar signs and part of me was he's never going to touch me or catch me because that's not going to happen. But it was one of those surreal moments where you're like sitting in the restaurant and you're like, this is an LA typical, like, this is one of these things you hear about and you're like, and I'm sitting in it. And it's like, okay, it just took a few years to get to me. And then like, your ticket's up, like your number's up. It's going to happen. You know, the weirdest things will be approached.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well,
but I do have some breaking news.
Yes.
So guess who bought me a coffee yesterday. You're not going to know this person because you don't watch movies. But anyway, guess.
Someone bought you coffee?
Yes.
Really? At Starbucks and he didn't know them before?
No, it's a famous actor that bought me a coffee.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, no.
Okay, no. So tell us.
I just guessed.
Sorry, I was about to say the wrong person. No, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker. Yes. I know that. I know the actor.
Yeah, he's fabulous. Actually, he's really cool. I've seen him, you know, you live here for years. You see people randomly, and I've seen him quite a few times. Just around town, and I always felt like he was giving me the eye. Like, I always felt like we were having a moment. And I think he's really attractive. I think he's really magnetic. Like, he's a fabulous actor, extremely talented, and he just has like kind of a real endearing kind of magnetic charisma to him, you know? Mm. Anyways,
I don't know where you see that.
It's the whole package. It's not just a looks thing. It's kind of like his performances mixed with his... I feel like he also, for being as great as he is, he's got a lot of humility. Like, if you've seen his speeches and stuff like that. And he's really great at what he does. I don't know the guy, so I can't go on about, like, his, you know, who he really is. I'm just saying that's... I feel like he's got a magnetic charisma and really talented. Anyway, so I've seen him around town, and I felt like, you know, there's a little bit of that... The eye was going on. But I think he's married with kids. I don't think there's anything.
Hey, he's got a problem with his eye. You're probably thinking. You're probably,
no,
yes, because
no.
He gave me the eye. He's got a bad eye. Are you kidding?
No.
He does. Look at the movie.
No.
It looks in the wrong direction.
Shut up. Anyway, Forrest, he didn't mean that. But second of all, no, it's not like that, you dork. Okay. I felt like there was a little bit of that,
All right.
Anyway,
sure,
but yesterday, yesterday there was a little bit of that going on, and we were still in line together, and we were just chatting for a little bit.
Mm.
It wasn't like
sounds cool.
It wasn't a love connection or anything. But yeah.
What did you chat
sounds
about?
Sounds like it was on your end.
Well, when you meet somebody that you think is great and you really love their work, you know, you get a little bit nervous and a little hot under the, you know, your fingers sweat a bit, you know. And he's like, oh, what are you getting? I'm like, oh no, I've got it, it's fine. And he's like, no, I got it. I was like, it's just a refill card. And my hands were sweaty. And I was kind of singing to myself earlier, and he had heard me. I was like, so you're a singer? I was like, yes, I am. And I was like, you know, you're just doing it. You're just like hot. And you're just, flubbing your hair, you're like, this is
not Eric, have you met any celebrities since you've been here?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody asked you out or anything? Yeah, I dabbled,
scared,
right?
Yeah, I'm scared to talk about this.
Yeah, I already went there. Go for it.
Well, you don't have to.
Yes, she does.
Names
no. Yes, she does.
No, you're not going to put her in the.
Yeah, she's already on the radio. This is what you do. Because if you want to be a good co-host, you can't have secrets. All your secrets have to come out on here.
I hung out with a Nickelodeon star once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Justin Bieber. No, he's not Nickelodeon. Jonas.
Kind of like robbing the cradle.
Was it a Jonas Brother?
But I wasn't dating him. I just hung out with him.
Was it a Jonas Brother?
That's cool.
No.
It was
Zac Efron.
Yeah. Who are those Nickelodeon brats?
No, that's Disney.
Zac Efron. Oh yeah, he's not Nickelodeon.
Disney, do we know this guy? Do we know him?
His name's
Give me the first. Give me the first letter.
D.
Give me the second letter.
R.
Drew. Okay, Drew something.
What is it? What's the
Doctor.
First name?
Drake.
Drake?
Oh, yeah. I know. Drake and the other guy,
yeah, like
right?
The Drake and Josh show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but not like, may have been another y'all, but not those, and I don't know
what
happened.
What the hell are you talking about?
Drake the rapper?
No.
You see,
he's a kid.
Yeah, you see, I had kids, so I knew that show when they were really young.
Right, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, that's not a big deal.
No, he's pretty popular on Nickelodeon.
He's popular.
Don't say it's not a big deal. It was for her.
10-year-old.
I'm not devaluing. I know. I'm just saying I think you can say it on the radio and like, no.
Oh, yeah, it's not
I don't
a big
think
deal.
Any
no
lawyers,
one will care. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think any lawyers are going to come after you for, you know, saying you hung out with a dude.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So you mentioned something about New York. Did you move to New York from Boston first?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, when I was about 18, I moved to New York. And
what'd you do there? Did you go to college or anything?
Well, I actually took a year off school. I was at Boston University for a year doing cello performance because I play cello.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
So I was majoring in music for a while, and then I decided I wanted to try to do a conservatory program.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took the year to practice my cello every day and took lessons and everything, and then I got into the San Francisco Conservatory, and then I was flying out there, and I had gotten back involved in the acting. I took sort of a break from the acting for a bit, but I went to visit San Francisco and the conservatory, and on the way back, I sat next to a female director, and we talked the whole time about acting and music, at the end of the flight, I was like, so what do you think I should do, the acting or the music?
Yeah.
And she said, do the acting. Just do the acting.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's cool. So then you decided to move from New York to L.A.?
Yeah, I moved. I was in New York for 3.5 years, and then I studied acting there and everything. And,
yeah.
And then I did a film in Connecticut that was a horror film.
Really?
Yeah. And the director and a lot of the crew were from L.A., so they encouraged me to move out here.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Did you move out here by yourself, or did you bring a friend with you?
I moved out by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of scary, huh?
Yeah. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And so what did you do? You met, like, roommates or stuff, or did you move on your own?
Yeah, I moved. I had a neighbor, so I lived alone for a bit, but I had, like, a neighbor that was a friend. So mm-hmm. It was kind of like having a roommate. You know, we hung out all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like your parents helped you a lot.
Yeah, my parents did help me. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So you don't agree with the things I say, right?
Well, I actually do agree with you because I wish my parents had cut me off sooner. Right. You know, it took me a long time to get, you know.
And it's hard, you know. It's hard.
And it gets harder as you get older and you get more used to having help in any capacity. You start to get used to that.
Right.
And then it gets harder and harder, you know, to break the ties. And then you find yourself older and you're like, geez, why didn't I figure this out when I was 18?
I know.
So I actually think the sooner the better to figure that stuff out, because it's going to be hard no matter when.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And
hard.
You need to know how to deal with life, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just,
Well, I was, you know, I don't know, people. I was like, you know, my parents cut off our lunch money at like the age of 13, and we had to figure out how to eat lunch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is a little different, you know, so I kind of would have liked a good stage mom. Mm-hmm. I could have gone for like a doting dad for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that mm-hmm. you know, I get it that it's kind of a struggle to kind of break out of the nest sometimes, but, you know, privilege is a blessing, and I think that if, you know, everything comes with its own set of issues, but I think it's kind of like, you know, it's an empowering thing. It's what they call a rich man's problem. You know what I mean? It's not really a problem, I think. I don't know.
No, I mean, but you missed having a dad around, you know?
My dad was around. He just wasn't able to kind of fulfill certain things. And it wasn't like that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when you have the tools and the resources to kind of, you know, go to college or this, that, and the other, and it's kind of there for you, it's like, you know, I don't know. I think it's a rich problem to have to... You know what I mean? As opposed to, oh shit, how am I going to basic essential type things? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
that's just my bitter 2 cents.
I don't know. I have a roommate who, you know, has a boyfriend and he still lives with his parents and he's like 25.
Really?
You know, and he's still pursuing his dream but he doesn't know how. You know, he doesn't know how to pursue it so that he actually makes money.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like if you realize that you have to pursue your dream and also make money,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if you're going to still live with your parents.
Well, I think the pursuing the dream part takes sacrifice, and people that, like, I know people that they come out here and they keep a normal job, and that's fine, but they're not really, they're like 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Right.
And they're not really living the artist's life. They're not struggling. And I'm not saying you have to force yourself to struggle. I'm just saying there's something about your chips are all in.
Yes.
And you're in one way, you're humbling yourself enough to where you're going to do the little stuff because you need to free up this side of things
mm-hmm.
to go after what you really believe is in your heart. And so people that are, you know, have a corporate job where they work 50, 60 hours a week and then they're doing their thing and they're never really fully committed to it.
Right.
I don't know. I just see it's a total different school of thought. I think you're not in the right, like, there's something about putting all your chips in and that almost that desperation makes you work harder for your dream. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Whereas, I don't know, I think the whole having, trying to have a cush life and go after it, I don't know if it works that way.
Maybe it has
for some people. I mean, I've heard a few authors have done it that way, but I've never met anybody that's, you know, came out here, did that way, and it worked for them.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody. There's some people that are kind of born into the industry, and that's different. But when you, like, move out here and you're like, you know.
Yeah, but you don't need a corporate job. I mean, there's many people that are waiters and waitresses and stuff.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
Bartenders.
I'm talking about, like, people that have kept... That's what I'm talking about. You know, you take a flexible job that really...
But I don't know. I think waitressing is one of the worst jobs.
It is.
And I think it's way more taxing than if you're in a corporate job. At least you're sitting there,
Yeah.
You know, it's not physical.
But can't you make more money being a waiter? I mean, you know, with all the tips and stuff. Depends on what restaurant you work in, obviously. You know.
I could not keep a waitress job to save my life.
I know. It's terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
I really suck at it.
Yeah, me too.
I entertain them, which helps me a bit. But for the most part, it's not good.
They would start out liking me, and then by the end of the night, they would hate me.
Really?
Yeah. Because nothing would come, and, you know, I would get everything confused and mess
not
up
for
their
you,
order.
Huh?
No,
So how do you keep yourself alive now and everything? I mean, do you get, like, gigs and
I do a web series that I'm the star of that I get paid for, and it has 200 million views right now.
What? So, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's been going for 2 years now, so that pays my rent. Mm-hmm. And then once in a while, I also do a radio show called Prairie Home Companion. Mm-hmm. And that's...
Prairie Home Companion?
Yeah.
The Prairie Home Companion?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The one in Minnesota, but it's all over the country.
Oh, cool.
So I've done that my whole life since I was 10.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So, yeah, I actually started in radio, so I was kind of excited to be here because, you know, radio is... I don't know. I really appreciate radio.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
fun.
Since I grew up doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, So, so you've had plenty of time to settle down here and everything.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
Oh, fun?
Yeah. What is that, right?
They still have that?
I mean, do you go out or you're a homebody?
You know, I think also going back to, like, the whole doing what you love, it's like it becomes a full-time job, you know? And I definitely don't go out as much because I feel like you spend money. And, you know, I've stopped drinking. I don't really drink much anymore.
Oh, cool.
So so I find that, to be honest, what really makes me happy is, like, going out in nature and going on hikes and just being outside.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. I like going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I like going to yoga, things like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kira likes to hike, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I like hiking.
She loves nature, too.
It's very free.
I love nature, too. I just don't connect with it enough.
Really? Yeah, you kind of have to force yourself to go, and then once you're there, like, I always feel like suddenly I can breathe again.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, Kira.
What, Sam?
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? You didn't make...
No, I don't know. You're, like, too friggin' busy with your computer there.
Sorry,
what do you want
me
to do?
I'm trying to figure out my
life. She's moving to Texas. Give her a break.
Now is the time to figure out her life while she's on the air.
It keeps it fresh.
She's on, what is it, sugardaddy.com?
Sugardaddy.com.
Yeah. Might as well, why waste any more time, right? Start looking for someone.
Yeah. I need somebody super rich that has very little, like, time.
Yeah. And that, like, what defines you as a sugar daddy? I mean, how much money do you have to have?
I don't know. I would never do it.
Just
would not
enough
do it.
To...
I've thought about it long and hard, but it's creepy. That stuff is creepy to me.
Yeah. Do they put their pictures up there?
Like, can you see it? It's just like pictures? A dating site, but there's an understanding that this person is going to really wine and dine you, and who knows what else. But
well, what if they're really handsome?
Yeah, that's
are you
thing,
dating anybody?
You know?
No, I'm not.
There you go.
No, I've had sugar a lot daddy. Of trouble in this city.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Why is that?
I just feel the men are just not the ones that I fall for are not good.
Really?
Yeah. What's the trend you're seeing? They're all 40?
No, I do the opposite. I'm like, I go too young.
What? Are they over 18?
Yes. They're like the age I seem to gravitate towards is 25. Like every single guy is 25.
And it's how old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's hard.
It's too young, you know, and they're like, you know, it's like teenagers, basically.
Guys in their 20s, I mean, they're pretty, but they're not, it's not really, they're not really on it as far as, you know, they're fun.
Yeah.
My friend, she is addicted to young guys. She's my age. She's 28, and she's like, Kara, she's like, he's pretty. And I'm like, Karen, come on now. Like, he's freaking like a toddler. She's like, Kara, I just like him pretty. She's in her 20s, but she sounds like a cougar. She's like, she's like, they're eager to please, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
that's what
my
she
God.
Says. But she just, she likes that, the eagerness. And like, I think young guys like women that are really confident. And
that's
like,
true. But they're very self-absorbed.
Oh yeah, it's a big generalization. I don't know about that. I don't know about eager to please, you know.
Eager to please themselves, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Hmm. Yeah, if you want someone to please you, you need to go older for sure.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, and I tend to go for musicians too, which is a problem.
Do you really?
Huge problem.
No. Oh no! See, they'd rather they'd rather sleep every night with the guitar. Their guitar.
Yeah, guitar.
I've dated a musician, and it was like nothing came between him and that guitar.
No, really? It's bad. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you play cello? Do you still play it?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like playing in groups and bands? And
I did when I first moved here. I played in a few bands, but I wasn't crazy about the bands, you know, and just was taking up a lot of time. So now I just play for fun.
Really?
On my own.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't imagine cello being fun, but I guess if you grow up with it, you know.
Box suites are awesome.
Really?
That's cool though that you can do that. That's a beautiful instrument.
Oh, thank you.
I love cello. I love it. I think it sounds just such a beautiful, beautiful instrument.
Yeah, it's the closest to the human voice, and it's also supposed to be the most healing. Like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean closest to the human voice? In what way?
Just the range.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it goes low and high, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty interesting stuff. Yeah.
That's really, really pretty. I love the cello, though. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, people are pretty impressed by the cello out here for some reason. Like, not so much in New York, you know?
Right.
In New York, you have to be like a concert musician to impress people. Here, it's like I play a few notes. The fact that I can play cello at all, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's not the same kind of culture. Yeah. I think there's probably a lot.
It is. Well, it's an unusual instrument. I mean, not many people play it.
Well,
you know?
It's not unusual in like the symphony world.
Exactly.
No,
or like in New York or, you know, the East Coast, I guess it's not as fascinating, but out here everyone plays guitar and sings, so cello is kind of like, whoa.
So do you have a desire to be in an orchestra or something?
You know, eventually,
like been there, done that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for fun, but one of the reasons that I decided not to go that route is because I don't really want to play in an orchestra, you know?
Yeah, you kind of get lost with all the other people, huh?
Yeah, and like, I don't know. The violins always get the good parts.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, that's true.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
As far as like the melodies?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They always get the melody. So.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, they're like the leading instrument, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there are some pieces that are more cello heavy, but.
Yeah.
But
I mean, can you play cello on your own and still play like a complete song and enjoy it?
Yeah, really? Definitely. Yeah. Wow. Especially like the Bach suites because they're unaccompanied. So.
Right. So it's not like the bass. I mean, there's actually more to it, right? I mean, it's more like, it's not just for the rhythm.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Really interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I recorded my demo and I wanted a cellist, but it didn't happen. It was last minute. So, but I had an upright bass and he bowed and it actually sounded beautiful.
Yeah, bass is beautiful. My sister's actually marrying a bass player.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's kind of random.
It's pretty cool.
Random information about my life.
Yeah. How old is your sister?
She's 30.
Oh, okay. So that's a good age to get married.
Yeah.
Are you in a hurry to get married? Or,
No.
Huh? Yeah,
no.
Work on your career and everything.
Exactly,
Yeah, you're still young. Yeah.
Kind of.
Look, yeah. Yeah, no, don't
settle
down.
Getting up there.
So stay away from the 25-year-olds.
Yes.
Are you just not attracted to guys in their 30s or 40s or 50s?
It's not that. Like, maybe not 50s. I don't know. 50s.
Of course, we love 50s.
Actually, I didn't tell you my best celebrity story.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. Okay.
Was Vincent Gallo.
Vincent Gallo. Do we know
Do
him?
Do you know who that is?
Is he the wine guy?
No, someone else asked me that, too.
Is he somebody that we would recognize if we saw him?
Yeah, he directed Buffalo 66.
Okay.
Which is, like that's what he's kind of known for. And then he's known for a really controversial movie called Brown Bunny. Because there was like oral sex in it.
Really?
With Chloe Sevigny, and it was just panned at Cannes. Like,
really?
Yeah.
They showed it?
Yeah, they showed. I mean,
I don't
like,
need to see that shit.
Right.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
It's like you do. It's only sexy in the moment.
You do need to see it. Shut up.
Well,
you don't see enough of it.
Shut up, Sam.
He's very artsy, you know, and he also like he directs and writes and does his own music in every single movie he does.
Okay.
So I had a huge crush on him, like when I saw his movie, And then I saw him walking down the street when, like, by my coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And we also did the eye thing you were talking about.
Yeah.
The eye thing. Like, and I don't think it was lazy eye.
Yeah.
I think it was the real deal, right? And we made eye contact and, like, for quite a long time, you know. And then he passed me. And because I'm a crazy stalker girl, uh-huh. I found him on IMDb Pro. And I was like, hi, I saw you walking down the street today. I was wearing a floral tank top. You looked at me. I looked back.
Oh, you, like, replayed it. You wrote him a script.
Yeah,
like, and she turns and she smiles.
And he wrote back.
What did he
and
write?
He said, can you send me a picture of yourself?
So you send the picture.
And I sent a picture of
and
myself.
And then what happened?
And then he said, can I call you?
Yes. And you sent him your phone number with the yes, right?
Yes.
Okay, did he call?
And he called me.
So
and
then
we
happened?
Talked for like an hour.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, well, I'm going back to that place because there's a farmer's market right by there. So if you want to meet tomorrow for coffee, I was like, oh my God.
So then what happened?
So we met for coffee.
Okay, so what happened?
Nothing.
How did nothing happen?
We had coffee. He was very, I have to say, he was very flirtatious. Like, yeah. He asked me all about my ex-boyfriend. He talked, like, a lot about his ex-girlfriends and everything. He's very, very charming man, you know, very, mm-hmm. like, he asked me if my parents loved me. Because his parents didn't love him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, did your parents love you? They support you? They love you?
Yeah.
I was like, uh-huh.
I just don't get talking about ex-girlfriends, though, you know?
Yeah, he talked about exes a lot. And
He's sizing up. He's sizing it all up.
Yeah, he seemed to be sizing it up, but then never really heard from him again.
Mm.
I was kind of heartbroken.
Really?
That's I mean, weird. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dominic Monaghan from Lost and Lord of the Rings. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
British... Anyway, you'd recognize him. Anyway,
yeah.
He's in Eminem's new music video with Megan Fox. Anyway, he got my phone number and never freaking called me.
Oh my God.
Just, I didn't, you know, he asked for it, so I gave it.
Maybe you don't have what it takes for him. Who knows?
Maybe you don't have what it takes for him.
Shut up. Okay.
Maybe their parents just didn't love them, you know? Like, that's what it comes down to.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like, love me, daddy, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, we're out of time. Erica, thank you so much for joining
us.
Yeah,
thanks
You're a
for
lot of
having
fun.
Me.
Of course. Try to stay away from the rain. You think it's still raining outside?
I mean, it was raining or drizzling.
It's a drizzle. It's a drizzle.
Not really.
It's enough to take
never
off
really
some
rains
of the,
here.
The crunch off my car.
Me
is,
too.
Because
yeah,
it was bad.
And I just had it washed, so there you go. Yeah.
No, we're all the same. No one's better than anybody here.
Exactly. There you go.
But what kind of cars do you guys have?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.